Jim's, a lot of the guys were saying that Jim was emotional, maybe fighting back tears. Can you just go through what you saw in his face as he was trying to tell you guys the news?
Well, like I said earlier, it's a grown man telling him, telling us that he's getting fired, that he got fired, and, you know, he's leaving us, the team that he loved, and a team that loved him back. So, of course, you know, no matter what, there's going to be emotions, because this game is all about emotions. You know, whether you're playing or you're coaching, you're not doing this for the paycheck, you're doing it, it's for the love of the game. And when it gets taken from you, it hurts.
Joe, what is your reaction? There's a group of fans out there that just couldn't wait for the coach to get fired. You probably hear talk radio and stuff like that. What is your reaction as a player to that? Do you understand it?
I understand their frustration. Look at organization that has, you know, had some troubles in the past. But, you know, it comes down to just having that trust and, you know, and keep the good fight going. I mean, it just keep going, and I think we're going to be okay in the near future.
You come off an 0-16 season, and, you know, you start to bring players in and you start to win games. You know, the culture definitely changed in Detroit. You know, players are coming here, and talented players, and, you know, there's something special here they're building. And, you know, obviously the standards are set high now. You know, it's playoff or bust, basically, you know, with the talent that we have in this locker room. And unfortunately, we started off 6-3, but we weren't able to, you know, get to the postseason. So I think that's probably the biggest deciding factor. But, you know, it sucks, man. It sucks.
They say that in the NFL, the window isn't very big for winning. How big of a window do you think you guys have with the talent that you have right now?
We have a big window. We brought some good free agent players in this past offseason, and a lot of guys are on the contract right now. So with that being said, we have guys here that will be around for a while. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as coaches, coaching staff, or players or whatnot, but, you know, I guess we'll see. This is my first time I've ever been through this, you know, 8 years. So, you know, it's something new for myself, but we'll see what happens.
How much uncertainty is there among the players? I mean, when you get new people in, schemes can change, you guys can go to 3-4, whatever, all that stuff. How much uncertainty are you guys feeling?
It's a lot. You know, I mean, you talk about, you know, schemes and coaching staffs, and, you know, it's going to be different around here. You know, the culture's going to be different. You know, whoever they bring in is going to have different, you know, thoughts about different things. So, you know, we'll see. Like I said, it just sucks, you know, that this situation came down. You know, Swartz, you know, he told us straight up, you know, he believed in us and we believed in him. And a lot of guys were just in disbelief. We're still in disbelief. I still can't believe it. And I'm sitting here talking about this right now. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough.